there in showbiz. Good old screw everyone you know biz.
Entertainment news with Peter Ford.
That's also showbiz.
40, hello.
G'day, Gareth.
New developments in this Neighbours racism story.
Yes, so they're going to do what we're told is an independent review of what's been going on the set. They haven't said they are specifically going to investigate the allegations that have been aired by the actress Serena Clanton, but nonetheless, a company, an Indigenous-owned and staffed company called Campfire X are going to do it. I don't see how it's going to be particularly independent. If you look at their website, they have a very clear agenda, which is a good agenda, but I'm not sure how that's going to qualify them to do an independent review. But nonetheless, that's how seriously, suddenly, the producers and the TV network want to take this, or at least want to be seen to be taking it. But I have had a phone call from someone who works on the show last night, very, very upset that they're embroiled in all this, because with Serena speaking her truth, you know, she doesn't name any names or give any context. And what they've said to me is that everything Serena Clanton has said is absolutely true. She's told no lies whatsoever. Okay. But what she hasn't done is give anything, any kind of context or backstory. And so suddenly it implicates everybody into this murky mess. Now, you might say, well, what possible explanation or justification could there be for using the N-word, which is probably the most serious of the allegations that she aired? Now, my information is that the N-word was used on the set and in the green room, just as Serena said it was, but it was done by a crew member who is not white, and he was quoting rap lyrics about a song about reclaiming that word. Now, I'm not too into rap music, but I do know that there are a lot of rap artists who do use the N-word.
Regularly.
And so I'm not saying this makes it okay, and I'm not saying Serena doesn't have a right to be offended, but I think it's probably a very different scenario
to what a lot of us had assumed. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. All right. So where does it go from here, do you think?
Well, I don't know what exactly, what form this independent inquiry is going to take. You know, I think the network, they made a decision that they were not going to publicly argue with Serena for a variety of reasons. And I think one of those reasons is they saw what happened at Collingwood. And sometimes you can get into these arguments and the story gets bigger and bigger. Mm. You say the wrong word and suddenly the story's out. You know, you just can't win sometimes. Mm. So I don't know what happens. Okay. This crowd will do their job and I'm sure we'll hear something of their findings.
Indeed we will. Here's an old favourite.
I'll pretend.
That's Johnny Young, a voice known to many here, especially 6PR listeners, because he presented programs on this station for many years. There's a big anniversary being planned.
Yeah, just to make us really feel old, we are, you know, I think it's just a couple of weeks' time, the actual date, the 50th anniversary of Young Talent Time beginning. Now, initially set up to go for 13 weeks, and of course it went on to become one of the great TV shows in our history. And John at the time, of course, was a big-name pop star himself, as well as a producer and a songwriter. And so here we are. We are about to have that 50th anniversary, and now they are going to do a one-off concert in Adelaide. And there were 42 different team members through the years, but seven are taking part in this one-off show. It's part of the Adelaide Cabaret Convention. It's not happening until June. Okay. But I would suspect there will be a promoter out there who will say, you know what, this is a great idea, let's take it on the road. I'm sure John, of course, who's living back in Perth, has been now for several years, he will jump on it, and I'm sure that, you know, it's going to bring up a lot of pleasure to a lot of people.
What about a TV special? Surely that's the obvious one.
Yeah, I would have thought so too, but there seems to be, because they've done a couple of, there was a big doco done, that was about 10, 12 years ago, and that rated its socks off.
I mean, you'd have all the old footage, you could unearth, you know, convince a few of the old stars who you know, became stars after a period. Who was probably the biggest, question without notice, who would have been the biggest star to come out of Young Talent Time?
Well, probably the biggest one who stayed up at a top level would be Tina Arena, but, you know, there were other people who, Dennis Walter, who was never actually a team member, member, but he was a recurring guest on the show. But in this one-off show, some of the oldies are going to participate in it. Jane Scully's doing it. Derek Redfern's doing it. And there's some of the other ones who came through the years. But, no, I've got no doubt that, you know, John will think, yeah, we're on to something here.
Okay. I mean, Johnny Young, I think I've met Johnny when he was in the studio once. He wouldn't remember it, I'm sure. But I remember that he was filling in for Graham Mabry doing Nightline on this station on the night of September the 11th, 2001, our time, which, of course, was the fateful morning in the United States. And I was a uni student at the time. And it was one of those days where the petrol prices were going to go up the next morning. And so I jumped in the old Holden Commodore to go down to the local petrol station to fill up because I didn't have any money because I was at uni. And it was important that I get the cheap petrol, not the expensive petrol. And I was a talkback junkie. And the radio was on 6PR and I heard Johnny and he said, oh, there's been some sort of accident. It looks like a plane has hit one of the World Trade Center towers. And that was, he was watching the screen on CNN as it happened. That was the first I heard of it. And then, of course, you know, raced home to try and follow it on the internet and on television. And I don't think I went to bed until 4 a.m. the next morning, just enraptured by this extraordinary news event that shaped the world, really, for the next 20 years and counting. So that was Johnny Young on 6PR.
It really was one of those "where were you when you heard the news" moments, wasn't it?
Absolutely.
I know it was about, I think it was just after 11 o'clock in Melbourne. And, Johnny is absolutely one of the really, you know, decent blokes of the industry.
40, great to chat. We'll do it again tomorrow.
Take care.